Modernism in Europe. Modernism is a complex movement which started some time after 1910 and flourished in the 1920s and 1930s, and which involved all forms of art, from literature and music to the visual arts and cinema. It started as an avant-garde movement of an intellectual minority, but it achieved mainstream acceptance and had a huge influence on culture and popular entertainment over the course of the 20th century. The events of World War I, in particular, caused a sense of instability, and traditional values of patriotism, identity, and faith started to fade in the face of such violence and destruction. This left people with a sense of distrust and without a clear reference point. The artist felt alone and misunderstood, and the new land to discover became the inner self. The term modernism includes a wide variety of approaches and attitudes to the representation of the modern world and humanity's place in it, some of which are in complicity with modernity, while others remain more skeptical. One thing all the aspects of modernism have in common is the desire to make a clean break with the traditions which came before them through experimentation with form and style. Traditional forms of narration and representation are often rejected in favor of a direct attempt to represent the workings of the mind and of the unconscious. Modernist work is typically fragmentary and relative, favoring subjective perceptions of reality. The idea that there is only one truth or explanation of events is often rejected. Influences of modernism. There were many reasons for the modernist's desire to reject traditions and experiment with a more subjective perception. Here are four important cultural influences which helped shape the movement. Freud's theory of the unconscious. The development of modernism was deeply influenced by the theories of Sigmund Freud. Freud's The Interpretation of Dreams, 1900, proposed a theory of human consciousness as multi-layered, involving different levels of experience and memory. Of these levels, the most radically significant is the unconscious, which cannot be accessed except through dreams. Freud argued that much of a person's conscious behavior is governed by irrational unconscious drives, which are established very early in life. Childhood experience, therefore, has a great influence on adult behavior, because the memory of it is preserved in our unconscious, and therefore continues to influence our adult selves. Freud's ideas represented a considerable challenge to the idea that the world is rationally ordered and progressive in nature. His theories suggested that we organize the information we receive from the outside world according to our own interior experience, desires, and impulses, and that our perception of reality is therefore fundamentally subjective. A number of Freud's ideas were, consciously or unconsciously, elaborated by several modernist writers. Bergson's philosophy of duration. Another thinker who influenced the techniques of modernists was Henri Bergson. His major works include Time and Free Will, English translation published in 1910, and Matter and Memory, English translation published in 1911. In these studies, Bergson elaborated a philosophical position in contrast to the scientific materialism and positivism which had dominated the Victorian period. Bergson argued that time cannot be measured according to units, such as hours, minutes, etc., because it's a flow, a duration, and not a series of points. We do not experience the world moment by moment, but in a continuous way. This principle can be compared to the way we hear a melody, which cannot consist simply in hearing a succession of disjointed notes. Instead of perceiving time as linear, we experience a mixture of past, present, and future in the same moment. The theories of Bergson contributed, for example, to the challenge that modernist fiction posed to the traditional idea of linear narrative. James and the idea of consciousness. Equally important to the development of the modernist novel, and in some way linked to Bergson's notion of time, is the psychologist William James, brother of the novelist Henry James. James' notion of stream of consciousness, discussed in The Principles of Psychology, 1890, deeply influenced the narrative methods of some modernist writers. Consciousness, James said, doesn't appear to itself chopped up in bits, but is something that flows. By consciousness, James doesn't merely intend conscious awareness, but the entire range of an individual's mental activity. The impact of mass culture. The education reforms of the late 19th century had led to an increase in general literacy. This changed the nature of the reading public and created a demand for popular literature. With the invention of cinema and radio, the idea of mass culture was born. To the intellectuals who emerged in the early years of the century, this represented a degeneration of cultural values in general, to which they responded by creating some consciously difficult avant-garde works, which could only be appreciated by a small elite of the highly educated. This, they felt, was the only way to preserve the idea of individual sensibility. However, James Joyce, for example, often imitated the styles and techniques of mass culture in his novels to indicate their effects on the mental processes of some of his characters.